Nolte, Donald Trump puts Minnesota in play, statistical tie with Hunter's dad. By John Nolte on February 1, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is statistically tied with his fraudulency Joe Biden in Minnesota, the only state Ronald Reagan lost in his 1984 re-election campaign. A Survey USA poll of 1,594 likely voters has Biden earning just 42% support compared to Trump's 39%. Other, 9%, and undecided, 10%, make up the rest of the field. What's interesting is that it is Biden who is singularly unpopular. Among this same group of voters, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, leads a generic Republican opponent by 16 points, 49-33%. The poll was taken between January 24-29, 2024, with a margin of error of plus or minus 2.4%. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News in December, Trump said he intended to campaign in a way that would expand the Republican map. "One of the other things I'm going to do, and I may be foolish in doing it, is I'm going to make a heavy play for New York, heavy play for New Jersey, heavy play for Virginia, heavy play for New Mexico, and a heavy play for a state that hasn't been won in years. Minnesota," he told Breitbart News's Alex Marlowe and Matthew Boyle. No Republican presidential candidate has won Minnesota since then-President Richard Nixon humiliated Democrat George McGovern in 1972. In 2020, Biden won, allegedly, Minnesota by 7.2 points, 52.6-45.4%. But in 2016, Hillary Clinton barely won Minnesota by 1.5 points, 46.4-44.9%. There's no question that with the right message and timing, Minnesota is in play. Since 2020, things have only gotten worse in the country, especially in the blue states like Minnesota. The twin cities of Minneapolis/St. Paul are dealing with urban blight unseen since the 1970s, a direct result of failed Democrat policies. The internals of this Survey USA poll are fascinating. Among 18 to 34-year-olds, Trump leads Hunter's dad by 7 points, 43-36%, Biden leads in the 35-49 age bracket by 10 points, 47-37%. And smokes Trump with those over 65 by 14 points, 48-34%. This is not the first poll showing Trump doing well with younger voters. My guess is that when the future belongs to you, and you see Biden deliberately destroying that future with this gender insanity, invasion of illegal aliens, and soul-crushing housing, food, and energy costs, Trump's mean tweets don't look so bad. I wonder, too, if this is not some sort of cultural backlash like we experienced in the 1970s. A very healthy backlash against the self-important 60s. This pompous, self-serious, stuffy, and all-around hideous woke/DEI/racialist/activist era we've all suffered through since about 2015 is very reminiscent of the 1960s. Other than the righteous civil rights movement, the 60s were a joke. Just like today. It was all about a mob of spoiled and entitled young people having a nationwide tantrum to get their way. It was also grim, smug, and humorless. Everything mattered, and what mattered most was those prigs who believed everything mattered. It was an era of joyless narcissism. But look at what happened next. The uptight 60s gave way to the go-go 70s. Studio 54, disco, cocaine, Animal House, Mel Brooks, Charlie's Angels, The Bad News Bears, Led Zeppelin, Blondie, and Queen. Basically, the younger brothers and sisters of all those self-important hippies rebelled against that self-importance and decided to have themselves a good time. Until 9/11 arrived, America was as free, fun, relaxed, and cool as it has ever been. Maybe today's young people are waking up in the same way. For their sake, I hope so. Me? I couldn't care less. The future no longer belongs to me. I'll be 58 years old in March. I live here, so all I care about now is protecting my retirement savings, Social Security, and Medicare. You idiots want to destroy your own future. Knock yourselves out. My future is built and well insulated. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.